So anyway, hi Chat Realm.
Yeah.
Glad you could join us. We'll be starting the actual show right about that didn't work.
No. Hello and welcome to the Ritual Misery Podcast, episode 105 for Wednesday, the 7th of December, 2016. This is the show where two lifelong friends talk about geek stuff and whatever else comes to mind. I'm Amos, that is Kent, and with us tonight is the one, the only, the other adjective, Crunchy!
Hi, Crunchy.
Hi. What's up?
Welcome back. How have you been?
You know, the usual. It's the ups and downs, peaks and valleys. Shit.
I cannot express in you know, using my words how anticlimactic that whole thing was.
That's my life. Yeah.
That's, man. I love the descriptive words that Crunchy used and just the,
yeah.
You know, I've got a true feel for everything that's been going on in her life.
Really painted a picture for the listeners and, you know.
It's a big build up to nothing. That's my life. Possibly everybody's life. That might just be life.
That was my entire first marriage, if that counts.
There you go.
Hey, Crunchy, do you decorate for Christmas?
I have a Christmas tree.
Oh, is it up?
Did
you put it up yet?
It is up.
Can I ask when you put it up?
I think like a day or two after Thanksgiving.
Okay. So that's the acceptable time frame, right? Like after Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I think so. Because last year I put it up before Thanksgiving and everyone yelled at me. So.
Well, that's not nice.
I'm a firm believer. I am a firm believer that we should have one holiday in time. So let's get Halloween out of the way before we start doing any of the other holidays. Let's get Thanksgiving out of the way before we do Christmas. I think Christmas is a special holiday and it should be treated like a special holiday. So let's like condense it to like a couple of weeks. So I personally like wait until December to do that Christmas thing. And that's what I did this last week.
Okay.
And I dragged everything out and put up the decorations.
Every holiday at a time, like one at a time, absolutely. Halloween is so underrated. And like, they'll put like Halloween decorations out and then the next day they'll have Christmas decorations. Yeah. And that's not fair because Halloween needs more room because they have the best fake eyelashes.
And that's in like April. I mean, you know,
it's getting there. Yeah. It's almost that bad because the Christmas decoration. I think I saw Christmas trees at Walmart before the Halloween costumes came out.
Well, here's the thing. You know why this gets talked about every year? Like every year, it's like, oh my God, everybody's talking about how early the shit's going out. You know why they're still talking about it? Because every year it gets earlier. It used to be you had to have the Thanksgiving stuff down before the Christmas stuff put up. And then the Christmas stuff started creeping into November. And I was like, okay, they can kind of coexist. I mean, you know, okay. And then it started creeping in even further. And now it's like, hey, we need to knock out these two shelves right here because that's going to be Christmas stuff and that's going to be Thanksgiving stuff. And pretty soon it's going to be or Halloween stuff. And pretty soon it's going to be like, hey, 4th of July, here's some sparklers and some tinsel. You know?
Yes.
Fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. No doubt. I'm surprised they don't have the Valentine's Day and Easter candy out yet.
Right.
Candy expires, though.
Does it? Even if it does it?
Yeah, does it really?
Like, candy's got to be kind of like way past the expiration date before someone's like, you know, I'm just not going to eat this Snickers bar. Like this little, this mini Snickers is not, Because it could be like a year over and somebody be like, no, fuck it. I'll eat it, man. Cool. I'm down.
But I've seen the expired candy and the chocolate gets all like spotty. And I don't even know what that is. Like, chocolate doesn't mold, does it?
I don't know. I remember when I was a kid, when Halloween was coming up, I would find my Halloween candy from last year that I still had. And it was still edible.
Well, you know what? I have worked retail for way too long, and I had to keep like backstocking and downstocking and front facing everything. And I've definitely found like 3 year old candy and it expires.
Wow.
Good to know.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely something interesting. So Crunchy, how was like, I would ask you, because normally this is probably where I'd ask you how your week was and you tell me some bullshit story about how much your life is so much fucking better than mine, and we would just move on with life, and because you don't have all the troubles that I have and I don't have the troubles you have, and we're just gonna look at each other like, oh my god, I want that so bad. But what it really comes down to is you live in Austin. Like, give us some outrageous shit that happened this week, because you have an outrageous job, you live in an amazing city, and you're like moving up in life just personally. Like, you've got to have some kind of crazy ass story for us this week.
I always have crazy ass stories. And like I say this every fucking time and I need to get better at it. I don't like telling work stories because this relates to my thingy at the end. But anyways, like it's kind of a, even if I don't say names, it's probably not information that should be public, but, I can tell like work stories that don't relate to the actual like dead people. And they're funny. Like, okay. So first of all, work has been like fucking insane for me because I have to drive Seizure Boy around everywhere because he can't drive. And so
Seizure Boy.
Like a superhero. Okay. So we hang out and everything. Like, we're friends and everything, but I've already told him that he's gonna go down as Seizure Boy forever. And his real doctor, actual like primary doctor, thinks that, unlike the airplane paramedics, he thinks it was just a seizure since he didn't go incontinent. And I'm like, you know, even if they find out that it was just a seizure, you're going to be Seizure Boy forever. And we don't always get along at work because we both prefer, you know, like working alone, and we're both easily annoyed but easily like easy to forgive. So we found that it works a lot better when we just pretend that we're joking when we say we hate each other, because then it's funny, even though half the time we're not. But anyways,
that doesn't work for us anymore in the Air Force.
We have sensitivity training.
Oh my god. Okay, so completely unrelated to my job, completely unrelated to my job or anyone that I work with or anyone that I have worked with or anyone that I might work with in the future in relation to my job. Can we get more of this and less of this? Because holy shit, man. I'm so tired of the flaming vaginas and the bent dicks. And can we just like all grow up and put our big girl panties on and fucking face the world the way it's supposed to be? Because if I get one more person crying about the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard, I might just shit myself and smear their nose in it like a bad puppy. Like, I'm so fucking tired of that shit. So back to you, Crunchy. How are you doing today?
Yeah. So try to offend me. I dare you.
No, that wasn't aimed towards you at all.
Okay, I figured. But like, so we have the work days. All the calls we get, I have to go on. So some days I don't get breaks at all. Some days I don't get them until like an hour before the shift ends. And so I'm just like driving everywhere. And then one day I get to one like nursing home and the doors aren't locked, which is kind of rare for a nursing home, but it was in a shitty area, so whatever. And I walk in and it's just deserted. There's nobody there. So I just like kind of start exploring the hallways and I don't see anyone. And eventually I finally see some lady who's like my height, which for everyone who doesn't know is about the average height of a fourth grader. And she's she's thicker, but she's not like obese, like a blob, like I see a lot nowadays, but she's also like short. So she has like kind of the weird proportions, kind of like half midget. So it looks like somebody put like a pillow in her pants, like it stuck outwards and sideways. And, so I'm like, okay, so where's room 33? And she's like, oh, I'll take you there. Just let me clock out first. I'm on break. And she goes and she clocks out and she comes back and she's like, I have to take you there because it's locked, because this is in a different area. We have like two separate areas. And she's throwing her hands around and she's trying to walk fast. So she's like skip hopping. She's like, I have to take you there. And then I'm like, I feel like this hallway should be made out of yellow bricks because I feel like I'm following a munchkin right now. Or something.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
God, I want somebody to animate that.
Yes.
Just take the recording of Crunchy Story just now and animate that. Somebody please do it.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some Diamond Club people that could make that happen. Holy shit. So we were in Toyota dealership tonight, and there was someone who could have been that person's like sister. You know, it was one of those things where they were sitting in a chair and they filled the chair.
Oh, this is like the librarian that we had in our hometown.
Yes, like her body had she sat in the chair so much of her career that her body actually conformed to the chair, so she'd get up and walk around and it still looked like the inside of the chair on her body.
Ass had corners.
Oh my God. And the bad part was she wasn't the sweet librarian. So, you know, the sweet librarian, I don't even remember, like, any of her flaws because she was just the nicest person ever. But,
oh, Karen. Yeah, Karen was amazing.
The other one, though, she was that librarian that was like, yeah, it's a book. You read it. And then then you return it. And if you don't, you pay for it. That's how it works. You're like, like I wanted to know where the encyclopedias were, you know. Like I was hoping to find the bathroom. Can you tell me where the bathroom is? Yeah, it's a book. Shit. So Crunchy, you've got some major life changes here recently, like a new apartment. A new apartment. I don't know what you're talking about, but I know you moved into a new apartment.
I did. It's actually, I don't live in Austin anymore. I live in Pflugerville, but it's basically the same thing to anyone that doesn't live in Austin.
Is there any cultural difference between Pflugerville and Austin?
If that is its real name.
If it's its real name. There are a lot more black people. But, I mean, it's...
Okay.
I like Pflugerville a lot. First of all, the name's really German, so it's like bringing me back to my roots, right? Because I come from super German Ohio town. And, but like...
Now, where the hell is that place? That's what I want to know.
Ohio?
I don't know. I lived in Indiana. We didn't have Indianaville. Well, maybe we did. There's a lot of cities in Indiana I never fucking visited.
Yeah, that's true. That's probably it.
And that was like a common thing. Like, Kent would be like, hey, mom and I are going to go to blah, 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 blah. And, you know, we're going to go do such and such, blah, blah. You want to come? I'm like, is that even in the state? Like, where the fuck is that? He's like, oh,
dude, it's like 30 miles away.
Yeah. It's like, it's on the other side of the railroad tracks, dude. Like, I don't know. I came from California out to back to Indiana. Didn't understand shit.
That reminds me. The other side of the tracks, you remember we had Cabbage Town. I never thought of that as a racist thing growing up. Do you remember that?
Place? No. The like, fuck
like
is
where
this?
The Catholic Church is. Like,
yeah.
That part of town is called Cabbage Town. Ask anyone that lives in Oxford and they will tell you that that's Cabbage Town.
Why?
Because that's where the Germans settled.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know.
I didn't know there were Germans in Oxford, other than the Sturgeons, and they were my people. So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it.
I came from an area where I was the minority, went to Indiana, and I was just like, why am I still the minority just because of my last name? This is weird. And now I found out there's Germans I didn't even know were there. Holy shit.
Oh, man.
Now I feel like I missed out. We should have had, like, Oktoberfest down there and shit, man.
Right?
I hate Oktoberfest. I hate it.
See, I'm a fan of Oktoberfest, except for the actual Oktoberfest in Munich. That's a fucking shit show.
Well, like, my problem with it is, like, there's a lot of people from out of town that are drinking and don't know the roads, and they run my car over and put me in the hospital for a month and kind of make me gimpy forever. So, like, it turns out that apparently every year around Oktoberfest time, I get super paranoid and I don't want to leave the house. And that's why I hate it. And now that I have to drive for work, I get really paranoid if I have to work and drive everywhere that day. Yeah.
Wow.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You might have some issues there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But okay, so I moved in this apartment. And,
speaking of the other side of the tracks,
this is the most scatterbrained episode ever. We just keep jumping.
That is my brain. Well, you'll get used to it really fast.
That's actually the topic of discussion this evening. Welcome to Crunchy. I mean, Squirrel. I mean, what? Oh, hey, back. Hey, Crunchy, how you doing? Hey, did you know? Hey, Kent, did you know Crunchy was on tonight? This is amazing.
It's so great because that way you have to pay more attention to me when you try to figure out what I'm talking about.
Oh, now you're an attention
whore. Is it that thing
we
were talking about 20 minutes ago, or is it the thing we were talking about 2 minutes ago? You never know.
So now you're an attention whore. Like, we're just learning everything tonight. So you moved to Pflugerville in a new apartment.
I did. And Travis and Ashley really wanted me to have an apartment warming party. I don't know why, because I don't own things. Like, I just got a couch for the first time in, like, years. So I'm finally not a hobo. So we didn't have – it was kind of a little tame, to be honest. Like, we just played Tony Hawk's Pro Skater on PlayStation. But they actually all brought me stuff, which surprised me. Because, like, I went to Waffle Offagus's apartment warming thingy, and I didn't get him anything, and he brought me some of his beer. But, like, he said it was going to be a cow naming party because his apartment's overlooked a field of cows, and we got there and there were totally zero cows. We were a ripoff.
Kind of a bitch.
But I mean, the apartments are nice. The only problem is that my neighbors all suck dick.
Is that a reference to the gay population in the area, or I'm just asking. I mean, because you already stated that you live amongst a bunch of black people, so I'm just wondering.
Did you just imply that all black people are gay?
No. I was just saying you might be making comments on the sociology of the area.
This is like a Richard Gunther episode. Like, we have to offend absolutely everyone this episode.
And just like when Richard's on, I didn't even mean to make any offense at all. Like, it was.
Was that a gay joke? You already said everyone was black, so obviously that was gay.
Well, yeah, apparently.
Shit, what's happening right now? Oh, we are off the rails now.
There's rails? What?
What? God.
Hey, speaking of Waffle Offagus, he is in the chat.
Oh, look at that. Now,
what's up, dude?
He comes into chat just about the same time we're implying that all dick suckers are gay. So, like, I'm not putting any connections together, but it's there if you want to make it. Like,
oh man, yeah. Draw your own.
And apparently, Stacy's gay as well. She's in the chat as well. Apparently, she's gay as well. Because
I feel like that probably wasn't what she meant. Good call, though.
Oh dear God.
So how's your new apartment?
I hate my neighbors. I've told a lot of people about my downstairs one, which is the one I have the biggest problem with, because he hangs out outside of the apartment all day. Mm-hmm. Like, apparently he even talked to Ashley and them as they were coming into my apartment. Mm. And then one day...
So he's friendly. Okay.
Too friendly. And I didn't like him talking to me because nobody likes their upstairs neighbors. But he kept talking to me anyways to tell me that he lived right below me. And then the one day I wake up and there's a bunch of really loud sex coming from below me. And the apartment starts like moving, like they're up against a wall or something. So I know, right? So now I just like fuck on the floor just so that hopefully they can hear like every thrust. That's my solution.
Oh, man. Yeah, remind me not to move into that apartment complex. I don't want to.
No, the thing is.
Contest.
The thing is, I snatched up. Like, the only reason I moved was because the deal was too good to pass up. Because normally the apartments are at, like, at least $950. But the one I was going for was $830. And I clearly moved into the $800 hallway. The guy across from me is like super gangsta, and for a while I swore to God he was like a pimp and he just had hookers coming in and out like constantly. But then he just has like his friends like stand outside of his door like eating noodles all the time. Like, I call them the noodlers.
The noodlers?
So so what you're saying is that all poor people are black gay dick suckers. Is that what I'm getting from this?
That's what a noodler is.
That's a noodler. Okay. So a noodler is a poor black gay dick sucker.
Well, I think they were ramen noodles, so that's probably a lot of times that's an indication of poor
as Poodle Puncher said, they have loud sex. They have to have loud sex in order to be a noodler.
Ah, yes. Right. Like, hope somebody's writing this down because I'm going to forget the definition.
I just want to take a quick moment to remind everybody that Showbot is active. So if you have a decent title for the show, just hit Bang S, which is one. Yeah, there you go. Right there, as Poodle Puncher just did in chat room. So make sure that happens. That's one of the funnest parts of having a live audience is being able to help name the show. So plus it takes a little pressure off me. Because this show is so pressure sensitive.
No, it's just you. You're pressure sensitive.
So now that we've decided that none of us should ever be sociology majors, Kent, what the hell is Daleks?
Daleks.
You have to read that properly. It's Daleks.
You know what? MS, I have to give you shit just because you said you don't watch Doctor Who, so people can't give you shit for not knowing stuff. The Daleks are from Doctor Who, and you fucked it up. Just like everything else you do.
Mission accomplished. Like, I just proved my point.
Oh, man. So the reason I put that in the show notes, our new podcast, mine and Sasiana's new podcast, has officially begun.
Mm.
Started recording.
The recording phase. Dun, dun, dun.
Yes. I think I mentioned last time,
yep.
We're not going to release until we've got one season worth done. So it'll probably be a month or two before it actually shows itself in the
current timeline.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly that. But no, the reason I specifically put Daleks in there is the most recent one that we watched was the first appearance of the Daleks. It was like a super cool thing, and especially when they said exterminate the first time, exterminate, like, oh fuck yeah, like, that was just a super cool moment. But yeah, that was by far the geekiest thing.
I quit watching Doctor Who after like the fourth episode of this last season. The episode where they introduced the sonic sunglasses and they kept making the doctor break the fourth wall. I'm like, I'm done. I tried giving Moffat a chance and I can't.
Yeah. See, I'm not a big fan of the 12th doctor anyway.
He was cool until they turned him from sarcasm into like old grandpa type. He's like did a 180 after like the first three episodes. But I digress.
Yeah.
You don't say. That's the thing this episode.
Yeah.
That's probably a good title, but I digress.
So what is this about a murder mystery? Like, we know you live in a poor area with various social peoples. Like,
it's like a real life thing.
Black people and gay people. It's fucking ridiculous. Ugh,
are those
it.
Separate? Because, I mean, I feel like maybe we need to differentiate if they're actually separate, not just a combined, you know.
Oh.
Like,
oh, yeah. They're both. I forgot.
Oh. See?
And have loud sex. And anyway, derailed. So this murder mystery thing, Squirrel. Was this a real murder mystery or was this like a show sort of thing?
It was like a show. That's what we have, like a Christmas party every year at work. And it's a family run company. So they like to pretend the 8 employees that they hired are all family too. It drives me insane. Cause like last year they're like, hey, hey, have you met, Mindy's sister, Lisa? And she's like, it's Shelly. Not Lisa. Like, yep, we're family, right? We don't even know each other's names. But anyways, so they set up these Christmas parties and they got like some murder mystery thing at the Residence Inn. And they kept going, so you really need Stacy. So she's like, so you really need to make sure that you bring somebody this year. And I'm like, well, that's not gonna happen because I had to work afterwards. And like, I would invite people, but I feel like I'd be ditching them afterwards. And my coworker is even like, well, I mean, you're bringing them to this show. Like, but if it were with other people, it would be different. But I'm not going to bring friends to a thing where I'm like, okay, now everyone else here is really religious. You're not allowed to cuss or say anything you would normally say ever and we'll be good. And, so I'm already thinking that. So I'm there alone. And the actors in this thing were like super loud and like obnoxious, kind of like, but like in like a dramatic, like Jim Carrey kind of way, I guess. And so there were like parts of it. Like there was one part where they were trying to get the person that they pulled out of the audience to, you know, talk or think faster. And they're like, God damn it, Lucy. And I like gasp and I like held my breath. And then everybody at that table with that family like looks up and they're like, you can't say that. You shouldn't say that. Don't say that. And they did that every single time the actors cussed. And they're like, okay, we're going to kick you out of here.
Oh my gosh.
But they like personalized it too. Like there were parts when they would have like pictures from people's, like some of the employees, like Facebooks, like printed out and like hung on their shirt underneath their jacket. And that's when I'm like, I am so glad every time I see one of them on Facebook on like the suggested friends, I block them right away. And it's because of stuff like that. They don't need to know that my hair is a mohawk because they would not like that. Everybody just thinks it's like a trendy little pixie cut right now, which is fine. And they had like that. They pulled a bunch of people up to make them do like obnoxious stuff. Like I'm like, I was terrified of getting my name called because they made one guy sing really loud and then they made one guy twerk in front of everyone. Hell no. But I got lucky. I had nothing.
I could just see an entire murder mystery dinner and everyone in there is just chanting, crunchy, crunchy, crunchy.
Not that ever happens anywhere.
Never.
That'd be amazing. So, you know, I've been having these problems with this damn computer. So I downloaded 3D Mark and PC Mark last night and started crunching away at it. No pun intended. And so the problem, I was having the issue and I could get it to repeat and repeat. And it, like every time I wanted to make the computer just die and do the little graphic glitch thing, I could get it to do it. I throw these two on there. They're supposed to be able to tell me how it performs and maybe, you know, give some clues as to where it's glitching. Hasn't happened since.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of like when the exterminator shows up, the rat just leaves.
Hey, whatever works, man. That's fine. As long as the gremlins leave, I don't care how.
Right. Yeah. So that's pretty much where that was at. I was just because I was in the post night attack hangout and we were all just shooting the shit and talking and stuff like that and I couldn't get it to fail again. Like it failed the first time that I installed the programs and it wouldn't do it again. I was, you're kidding me. So bottom line, I have absolutely no idea why the hell the computer is glitching. It's running perfectly now, and it's time for this. Now, Kent, I see what you did there. You tried. What? You tried, but your laziness came through, and your delay, and you caught one on the front page. Because I saw it on the front page.
Yes, I did.
Natalie Panek, let's clean up the space junk orbiting Earth.
Yeah, see, I think her last name is actually pronounced Panic because she has a website called panicroom.com, I think. Because that makes more sense than Panek Room. I don't know. Just my deduction. But yeah, so let's clean up the space junk orbiting Earth. So she's talking about the, I think we're close to 7,000 satellites that we as humans have put into space, and only about maybe 1,000 of those actually work. So the rest of them are just kind of hanging out, orbiting the planet. Not to mention there's all kinds of like nuts and bolts and little panels and pieces of just crap.
Right.
Floating around in space. And not only is it kind of crowding the place up and just, you know, taking up space, but it's also a danger to any spacecraft that go up there, to include the satellites that are orbiting right now. I mean, all it takes is one piece of space junk to hit a satellite and, well, it's not going to work anymore.
And they got she's got the coolest graphic on here, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the interesting thing that a lot of people don't think about is that our satellites are at various altitudes, like anywhere from like 10 miles above the Earth to 100 miles above the Earth. So there's quite a bit of depth in the orbits, I guess. But there's space junk in that entire like belt. There's just junk floating around. It's becoming a problem. And she was just talking about, you know, ways to fix that. Take care of the junk that's already there and also prevent more junk being put up there. It's very similar to like environmentalists on Earth, like the way that we talk about not polluting anymore, cleaning up the pollution that we already have here. Mm-hmm. And she was putting it in those same terms, space junk. And I think today it's not necessarily that big of a problem, but in the next 50 years, next 100 years, like this is going to be a major thing.
Well, I mean, it's only been what, since the late 50s that we've been actually putting things in orbit anyway?
1957, I think, is when Sputnik came.
So you're looking at 60 years and we've already put so much up there that they're having to reroute. And I don't know if I saw this in that one or maybe another one, that they're having to reroute space missions because essentially clouds of debris are threatening missions going out into orbit and going to Mars and the moon and everything else. And it's not like necessarily a critical thing now. It's an inconvenience. But in just 60 years, we've done that.
Yeah, you know? And it's just going to get more and more because we're exponentially putting more things.
Exactly. Space, the more stuff we put up there, the more stuff crashes into other stuff and voila, problems.
Yeah, all of our GPSs and communications and just everything is just going to go offline.
So Crunchy, how pissed off would you be if your cell phone goes down because some space junk crashed into a satellite and takes out communications for all of Texas?
So I would assume the satellite destruction wipes out internet as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
I'd be fucking pissed. Like, without a cell phone, like, I communicate with half the people I know for Facebook Messenger instead of a phone anyways. Internet goes down, I'm a lot more upset than the phone.
Right, yeah. To me, most of the time, they're one and the same. Most of my internet consumption is through my phone.
Fair enough. I just consume internet. I don't care where it's from. Like, if internet had calories, I would be the biggest dude ever. Because I'm just, I don't even care. It's just, it's there. Mm-hmm. I'm taking it all. Go ahead, Kent. You look like you was about to say something. You look like it, and I think you heard you say something and start it, and then you stopped it, and now you're just looking at it really awkwardly into the camera. Can't see something, man. I'm getting a little freaked out right now. Like, it's kind of weird. It's kind of weird just watching you laugh and stare at the camera with the thought in your mind that you don't want to express. What's going on, man? Why can't you just say it, dude? Just talk. Crunchy, did you watch TED Talk this week?
I did not.
Oh.
I was going to see how long you win. No, I was just going to prompt you. So, Sally Cohn, let's try emotional correctness. What was that about?
Ha, it's not ha. Sally Cohn. It's Sally Cohn. Essentially, she's a political pundit. She's a lesbian liberal on Fox News. Well, at least she was at the time. And essentially, it's... No matter how your views are different, just don't be a dick and everybody works out. I mean, that's essentially what it comes down to is even if you have different political opinions or different religious opinions, whatever else, just don't be a dick.
Yeah. That's it?
Yeah. I mean, I it's only like a 7-minute one because I was lazy too and I watched it on the shitter before the show. So, But, I mean, it's decent. And she's actually got more than one TED Talk. She's got several TED Talks. And I've watched a few of them. They're not too bad.
I completely agree. Because I know there are, like, religious people that pretend you can't be a good person without believing in God. Because apparently that's where morals come from.
Because that's a thing, right?
Yeah. But I also can't help but notice that prior to actually going live... You were talking about how she said she didn't care if you called her a dyke and you were going to call her a dyke. And now that the show comes on, you've already been accused of being homophobic. You switched to lesbian?
Well, I didn't even think about it.
We did say that we're going to offend everybody.
Well, when we talked before the show, I had just watched it.
Like, I mean, I don't think lesbians count as dick suckers. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think it works that way.
Right, so it just means you don't have any lesbians living in your apartment building.
What? Oh, that's I guess that makes sense with the definition. Because they're all, what is it, noodlers? They're all noodlers.
Noodlers. Yeah. Oh, man, this is... I can't wait to hear some feedback on this episode. So...
Actually, I don't know if I want the feedback or not.
I always
get
want
that
feedback.
Baby away from here.
The worst that's going to happen is they're going to tell us we suck as bad as we do. Not like, oh, anyway. Hey, dude, if I'm not living in Crunchy's building and I like collecting random gamer gear and shit, where might I go for something like that?
Dude, like there's down the street? This really cool website.
Like
there's this really cool website called geekandgamergear.com.
Yeah.
Geek the letter N, gamergear.com. Dude, I went to this website because did you see the Guardians of the Galaxy 2 trailer that just came out?
I did. I saw it at the theater.
Oh my God. Well, no, this is probably a brand new one. I mean, it just was released to the internet like 2 or 3 days ago.
So that means I'll see it next Wednesday?
Probably. But dude, this movie looks absolutely amazing. I can't wait for it. And one of the coolest things about the trailer is they have Baby Groot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's so adorable and so funny, and I cannot wait to see this movie. It got me excited for merchandise. I want some Baby Groot merchandise.
He gets excited. So
I went to geekandgamergear.com to see the off chance that maybe they had something.
Yeah.
They absolutely do. They have a Baby Groot plushie. And it's only $11.
You're lying.
No, I swear to you.
You're lying.
I can see it. That looks real.
But you know what? You know what's even cooler, though? If I was to order this from geekandgamergear.com, use a promo code, Ritual Misery, at checkout, I could get it for under $10.
Yeah? Under $10.
Under $10, dude. Because you get 10% off your entire first order.
So what if I bought like an army of these little Baby Groots?
If you bought 300 of these damn things, you're going to get $30 off your entire order.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it is. That's geekandgamergear.com.
But if they're $11 each and about 300 of them, I'd actually get like $300 off my order. It's an even better deal.
Something like that. I don't know. Math.
Apparently you don't either. Math hurts. Math
it's,
hurts.
It's significant savings.
All right. So with all that being said, man, there's something that we have just never done. We've always promised to do it. We've just never done it. So we're going to go ahead and do it because awesome. We have a Patreon page.
Oh, yeah.
We have this Patreon page right here with two really ugly dudes. Like, who are these ugly dudes on there, man? We got to get them motherfuckers off. Well, yeah, we need to find new ugly dudes for our webpage.
We need to find some ugly dudes that are a couple years older than that.
Yeah, yeah, and a couple years chubbier than that, too, in fact. Oh, man. So we have promised for a while now that we would call out our patrons and thank them individually. And tonight we are finally going to make good on that promise. So, I'm going to name them off, and if you guys know something about them, you can kick out a little factoid or a little story or whatever you'd like, and we will go down the list of our patrons. And this is in no particular order, mostly because I couldn't sort right because web pages are hard too. So Wabbit Magic. No, nothing about Wabbit, huh?
Oh, I thought you were talking to Chat Realm. You're actually talking to us? Dude, Wabbit Magic is cool as hell. You were talking about the post-Night Attack hangouts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he shows up in those.
Yeah.
He's a pretty cool dude.
Oh,
he's still here.
Yeah, he's actually in chat room. So thank you, Wabbit, for helping us out that way. And then Cabo, our friend Cabo, our semi-frequent guest and hopefully companion on this next South by Southwest.
Dude, that would be so awesome if he came there.
Yeah, that'd be amazing. So Cabo, thank you. Thank you very much for helping us out. Kent, would you like to say a word or two about Dark Redeemer?
He's never in chat. He never watches our show.
No.
Doesn't contribute at all.
No, I don't even know how he's heard of us. Like, it's like he must have done this by accident.
No, the complete opposite of everything I just said. Speaking of which, did you get your shirt?
I thought he did.
He should have gotten a shirt.
I thought he did.
Well, anyhow, he's super awesome. He's been watching us for quite a while and contributing. Yeah, thank you so much.
And I would like to say that he's also a good contributor to Diamond Club in general, the behind-the-scenes stuff that he and I and Jackie and Sergeant Muffin and others are doing. Really helpful there, too.
Yeah,
so definitely. So the next one would be Movie Man Lucas. That sounds familiar.
Yeah, I think I might know him in real life.
Really? Like, you should probably poke him in the eye or something.
Yeah, I might go wake him up.
Yep.
He's my co-host on the Dormant Podcast Film Zone. We were supposed to be reviving that thing, and it's kind of stalled out again. So we're hopefully in the near future we'll be bringing films in.
Crunchy knows all about Dormant Podcast, doesn't she?
Hey. You know what? I'm busy.
Avoiding neighbors and shit.
You know, I had to take a couple scoops of pre-workout to stay awake for this. Because I had to stay over for work because we were busy. And then I had to take Seizure Boy home. And then I had to go get my hair cut. But they called and they said that they had a scheduling conflict. And I had to come in a half hour early. But then she was behind. So then I didn't get in until my original time. I just had to wake up sooner. And I'm tired. I'm really tired, guys. I don't have enough time to sleep.
And next would be MTJ. He hosts, what is it about the weather? Or what's the, oh, damn it, what's the name? I always fuck up the exact names.
Weather podcast.
Yeah, he hosts a weather podcast. It's really awesome. He discusses just the most random issues about weather, and we really appreciate MTJ as well. Caspian Reborn. This is an individual that started following our show in Korea, and thus far is our biggest patron. And really appreciate that. That's awesome. He's one of the early ones and one of the big ones.
Yeah, thanks, man. Much appreciated.
Poodle Puncher. Who the fuck is Poodle Puncher? Like, I've never heard that before.
Another one of those guys that I don't know if he even watches the show. Poodle Puncher, I think he's in chat every single time we get on chat.
According to Poodle Puncher, Poodle Puncher is a dick. So I'm not saying that. I mean, that sounds pretty legit, but I'm not declaring that final. But that seems like a pretty good source right there. So
yeah, no, Poodle Puncher, thanks, man. You're cool. You are a fucking cool dude. Oh shit, that's legit. Thanks a lot.
Sean is another big contributor. He's actually the biggest per episode contributor at $10, and we really appreciate that.
Yeah, and that's like, oh my god, yeah, really,
really fucking sweet.
That allows us to do so much.
Yeah,
yeah.
Another dude we know in real life, and man, what enthusiasm out the ears. And finally, another one by the name of Dan. Dan has been on board since September and super appreciated. So Dan, keep doing the awesome shit you're doing every day for Diamond Club.
Yep. Thanks, buddy.
And that's our patron rundown for the first of the month. And hopefully we get a couple more come next month. That's the dream, right?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah. Keep growing the Ritual Misery community. That's patreon.com/ritual.
Aye. Okay, so to wrap up some more business here, well, as soon as it fucking gets past the stupid bullshit ad, there we go. hey, Crunchy, what's this Spotify thing that you put in the show notes here?
So Spotify is doing a new ad thing. They're putting up billboards. Like straight up say like the embarrassing things that
it's
people
where boundaries
do.
Cease to exist.
But they're like putting it on display, and it's even like
350
localized.
Cars under your control.
Like, it'll be like, oh, that person in LA did this and put the sign up in LA.
Is an open invitation.
And it'll say this things like, dear person who played sorry 42 times on Valentine's Day, what did you do? And it's a whole bunch of like dirty laundry like that. What? See if I can find another good one. Like, do you guys think that's okay?
No, what? Why? Like, what are they getting out of it? What is this?
Dear person in LA who listened to the Forever Alone playlist for 4 hours on Valentine's Day, are you okay?
That's kind of insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of a dick move. Like, I don't get that. I don't understand why they would even do that. Like, where's the money in that?
Would that help you bring people to use the app? Because I feel like people would be like, yeah, if I use that app, it's going to be like, I could have some potentially embarrassing thing hanging up about me. Like, that would not tempt me to use the app at all.
Mm-mm. Yeah, no, exactly. That's exactly the opposite effect. I'm going to do SoundHound or something. I'm not going to do Spotify. Not if you're going to do that shit to me.
Exactly.
I just wanted to see if I was alone on that front.
No, and you know, the weird thing, I clicked the link in the show notes that you put in there, and I couldn't get to the article after like 5 clicks, so I gave up because I kept getting that you were talking about ads, and in fact, I thought you were trolling us. You put Spotify ads, and then this link when it came up, because what is this from? This is the Daily Mirror, right?
The website?
The mirror.co.uk.
Yeah, so I thought this was like some kind of a troll thing that you were doing on us to get us to bring up a site that just pops up a bunch of crap. And I was like, what is this? So I just closed it.
Well, it actually played on the stream for quite a while because I couldn't figure out how to get rid of the autoplay bullshit. Like, it was just there.
Yes. That was another thing. It autoplayed for me. And you know how normally at the top of your browser, in the tab, you can turn off the sound for that window? It wouldn't allow me to turn off the sound from there. I had to physically mute my computer to make it stop.
Yeah, I went back through. I had to go to the settings and mute the app and mute Chrome, open it back up, and then... so fuck this site...
Yeah, so Daily Mirror, or what is it? Mirror.co.uk.
Yeah.
Fix your shit.
So fuck them. And and fuck Spotify. I mean, that's some weird, creepy shit. Like, this whole thing about everybody knows what you do is fine. It's fine. It's fine. But you start aggregating that and making stories out of it, it's just fucking weird. Like, it's weird, right? It's weird.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's.
Thank you.
And fuck the mirror, okay? Not actually, you're a mirror. The mirror, the website, not an actual mirror. That's weird. I mean, if that's what you're into, like whatever, you know, like just move into Crunchy's building and go to town. Oh man,
with the noodlers, become a noodler
with the noodlers. Because
move to Pflugerville, become a Pflugerville noodler.
That's the new hockey team.
The Pflugerville.
I'm going to assume that noodler starts with a P too.
Well, yeah,
just because like it's pneumonia like, and stuff. Yeah, but like that's still a thing.
Yeah, P N U E or P N E U or whatever it is. Like, it's
Oh my god, that is amazing.
Oh shit. Hey, Kent,
we make jerseys now. Sell those in our store.
We got another project going on, dude. We got something we got to tell people about.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I know we've been talking this thing to death, but we still need some volunteers and some participation. This New Year's on DiamondClub.tv for, what is it, Amos? 27 hours straight, I think?
27 hours, yeah.
7 hours straight on DiamondClub.tv. We are going to have a streamathon. So there's going to be entertainment. There is going to be opportunity to raise money for a really good cause. There's going to be the satisfaction of participating in something. There's going to be the friendship among Chat Realm and all the Diamond Clubbers and Frog Panthers that are coming out to this thing. There is so much cool stuff that's going to be happening on New Year's Eve. I just can't wait. I'm so excited about it, and we would love all of you to be participants in this. If you go to, what is it, yellow420.com/marathon2017?
Yep.
Yes. yellow420.com/marathon2017. There's some info. I'm going to be updating that soon with some exciting updates. There's also a link to the sign-up in there. Go ahead and sign up. Even if you think that there's a good chance that you'll be able to participate, go ahead and sign up anyway. I'm going to be sending out emails. Looks probably like this weekend, I'm going to send out the first batch of emails to the volunteers so we can start getting some scheduling going. And
so we do things. We do have some details, a few details we can pass out. First of all, we do have a poster, a rare poster from Scott Johnson. It's going to be signed by Scott Johnson, Brian Ibbett, Tom Merritt, Justin R. Young, and Brian and Bonnie Brushwood. It's going to be signed by all of them. And the top donator to the cause of extralife.org will be awarded that. So that's going out to whoever donates the most. That way it's open, honest, and just easy to handle. We'll have donations. We'll start taking donations this weekend, and we are looking toward having a 1 hour game of The Contender with one of the creators, John Teasdale.
Yep, yep.
So he's going to play with some fans. If you're interested in that, email us podcast@ritualmisery.com. And we'll get you on that list to actually play with the creator, well, one of the creators of the Contender card game. And we are looking to have possibly Tom Merritt, Bonnie and Brian Brushwood, Brian Ibbett, Scott Johnson is not available, so he's already bowed out. And then tons of actual Diamond Clubbers putting things on, sometimes some new streamers, some longtime streamers, and we're looking to have fun and do it all. And interactive chat room the entire time. So no matter where you are in the world, you will not spend New Year's Eve alone. And I'm hoping for $1,000. Raising about $1,000 for a good cause, the Children's Hospital, in the process.
Oh, and just to bribe you guys a little bit more, if all of that exciting stuff wasn't enough, you are going to get an exclusive swag pack. I'm not going to reveal what all is going to be in it yet.
Because you don't know.
It seems like every time we talk about it, something new is being added or changed to be something better. Yeah. So we're going to leave that a secret for now, but it's cool shit and you're going to want this. So yeah, get signed up.
So sign up and take part. And if nothing else, if you got anything else, just donate and we'll have those links up very shortly and they'll be in the chat room and everything else. So
yep, yep.
Hey, man, we have a little bit of unfinished business, but first, Crunchy, can you tell us where people can find more of your antics and social commentary?
Yes. I am on Twitter at Crunchy89. Crunchy is spelled with a K. And then
as it would be for you, right?
What?
As it would be for a social commentator like you.
Yeah, of course.
Spelled with a K.
and also spelled with a K is Crunchy. Crunchfiles.weebly.com. The last video I made, I actually really like. So go check that shit out.
All right.
Right on.
And you have also signed up to be one of our streamers on New Year's Eve. So if nothing else, come check her hour out whenever we figure it out, get the schedule up, which should be soon, right?
We're going to start scheduling. Probably this weekend. We're going to start.
And hopefully have something permanent or have something actually scheduled 2 weeks prior to the actual event. That's the target.
We're trying to get all this knocked out well in advance. So we're not doing, because, you know, things are going to happen last minute. Yep. Somebody's going to duck out or want to swap or something like that. We want to take care of those like emergency things, not this like initial planning a week out.
Stacy, sign up. You can stream with me.
Definitely.
A lot of us don't know what the hell we're going to do. So
we are going to have some brainstorming sessions. Yep. We're going to do some Google Hangouts. So even if you want to do it and you don't know exactly what you want to do or what you can do, sign up anyway, and we will help you figure it out.
And if you've always thought, hey, it'd be really cool to be on DiamondClub.tv, this might be a good chance to get your foot in the door. So.
Yeah, definitely.
All that being said, we do have some Crunchy Libs for the evening.
We do.
In honor, tonight's is in honor of Crunchy getting her her apartment, her new place, and having welcoming parties, and really just learning how to love her new apartment. And of course, anytime you have a new apartment, you're going to have a sleepover. So,
of course.
This is the invitation for such event. Kent, are you going to read it or am I going to read it?
I think I read the last one. You want to read this one?
All right.
Okay, so Amos is about to read it. Oh, you know what? Hold on. For the three or four people that might not know what we're doing here. For the episodes of Ritual Misery, we mine the conversation for words or phrases that kind of stick out to us. Either they're funny or they're interesting or whatever. It could be said by anybody, the host or the guest or whatever. We plug them into a document that puts them into a Mad Libs style, a stolen Mad Libs story, and then we read it at the end, and this is what this is. So, Amos, take us away.
Dear Crunchy, I would like to invite you to an uncomfortable sleepover party this Friday night at my candy. I live on the corner of South Pflugerville Street and Caesar Boy Lane. Please arrive every fucking time at 33 o'clock. Don't forget to bring a gimpy sleeping black people and a soft cows to rest your flaming vaginas and bent dicks on. We'll have pizza topped with hookers for dinner, and we'll watch an edible movie. When it is time for bed, we'll all change into our noodlers and turn out the dormant podcasts. Then we'll tell cool ghost stories and talk about all the cute autoplay ads at school. Please RSVP to me by email at ilovejimcarry@jimcarry.com. Hope you can enjoy our good party. So when you invite people for your sleepover, that's the type of invite you need to have.
Okay. I have two comments. One, I really want some pizza topped with hookers now. That sounds awesome. And two, I have a surprise. I made you guys one too.
Oh,
what? Uh-oh, uh-oh. You said you need to change the bit. I just changed it for you.
Oh, bit shit. Reversal.
Okay. So I got driving tips. Driving a car can be fun if you follow this amazing advice. When approaching an exterminator on the right, always blow your junk. Before making your next turn, always stick your body out the window. Every 2,000 miles, have your Pokeball inspected and your noodle checked. When approaching a school, watch out for racist... Oh, shit. I used that one twice. Watch out for racist noodles. I fucked up, guys. I'm sorry. And five, above all, drive correctly. The gremlins you saved may be your own.
Holy shit.
That was amazing.
That's a double livery for this episode. Holy crap.
And so you think you're the only one? I got this shit. I got it.
Oh, thank you, Crunchy. That was so cool and completely unexpected.
I don't know if you want to play. Oh my god, that was awesome. That was really, really rad. We really appreciate that. First of all, it shows that you watch the show, which is just amazing in and of itself.
Right.
So, Kent, where can people find more about you if they would if they'd like to throw you through a Mad Lib?
Oh man, just go to Twitter and find me at @rm_delnoche. That's really it.
What if they want to hear your review on Pepsi?
Well, see, you probably won't find that. But if you do give a shit about my beer reviews, which I actually just added one a couple of days ago, go to ratebeer.com, look up username Del Noche.
Right on, right on. You can find me at Ethan Kane on the old Twitter, because it's the only social media platform that I have time or concern enough to use. And you can find the show at Ritual Misery. In fact, if you follow the show next week, you'll find out exactly when Brett the Amtrekker Roundsville is going to be on the show.
Well, spoiler alert, we have a new day and time starting next week. I think this is going to be a much better time. Now, we've got a pretty good following right now in chat room, so this is weird for me to say, but this is a new development over the last couple of weeks where we've got pretty much a full chat room every time. But this is, you know, this is, I think, will be a better time for everybody. We'll get some more people.
Yep.
So it's going to be Thursdays at, what is it, 7 p.m. Pacific, which is 10 p.m. Eastern.
Right.
So do the math, figure out your time zone.
Next week might be a little bit early because I do have tickets to go see Star Wars that evening.
Not till like midnight show, right?
No, it says 7 o'clock. It's 11 o'clock Eastern time. So 7 o'clock my time would be 6 o'clock or 8 o'clock Pacific. So we'll get it all figured out. We'll do the math. But it is moving to Thursday nights in an earlier time slot, so we can have some more interaction because we really love chat room, and we want to make sure that they're not sleeping while we're out here doing our thing.
Yep. And next week's show with Amtrekker is probably going to bring more people too. So look forward to a full chat room next week. That should be a really fun show.
The only person that's ever fired the Donald.
That's what I was getting ready to say. A little bit of trivia that not everyone knows, surprisingly, is that Brett actually fired Donald Trump. He is the only person to ever fire Donald Trump.
Well, the only person left alive, like that we know of.
Right. Right.
The rest
if
of
you them. Have to, just look it up. Go to YouTube and just type in Amtrekker Donald Trump.
Yeah. Or sure Donald Trump fired. We'll bring it up as well.
Will it?
Certainly will. So we've decided that the end of the year will be the last time that you can buy the still in beta swag that we have on the website. So you have about 3 weeks left, 3 or 4 weeks left to get your favorite swag, your still in beta shirts, everything else. And you can find all of that at ritualmisery.com/swag. And if you wouldn't mind, just toss us an iTunes review. Like, it's been a while since we had one. So cruise on over by there and just hit the little one or five stars. Five stars. And
it's five's the right answer.
It's what it's called. And just click on that, clicky, and then maybe leave a few words. What I really like to read on the iTunes reviews, I like to read it when it's five stars, and then it's nothing but bad stuff about the show.
Oh, so, yes, do that.
So let's get that going. Go over to iTunes, click on the old five-star thing, and then just label all the worst things that you can think of about the show. Everything that you can think of that's bad about the show, put it in there, followed by a five-star review, and we might read those next week if we can get a few of them in there.
Absolutely. Yes, sure.
I'll put you on. I got you.
I was on that show. It fucking sucks. You totally gotta watch it. Go look how bad this show sucks.
Do you see that picture? Those guys are so much older and like 10 years fatter than what they look like in that picture too. It's ridiculous.
Only 10. I'm so happy. You can find everything that you want to know about our show over at ritualmisery.com. And thank you to Kevin McLeod for allowing us to use your theme music. It should be popping up right about now. And really, we thank you for listening, for watching, for Kent, for Crunchy, for me. This has been your Ritual Misery Podcast.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.
Oh, yeah.
That was super fun. Thank you, Crunchy, for coming back on. And thank you for completely surprising the shit out of us with the Mad Libs thing.
And, I mean, this is a momentous episode. Not only did our guest, like, actually watch the show on a regular basis, but they brought something for us to fuck with us about. And I nailed the intro and the outro.
I know. And right before we went live, we were just talking about how I'm so much more comfortable in beta. And you didn't fuck up at all. Like, what's that about?